It is early morning and 19-year-old Shivani Kumari is being wheeled into the operation theatre of the Institute of Robotic Surgery for the removal of her thymus gland. Because of its central location in the upper body and especially its proximity to the heart, the thymus presents specific challenges for surgery. But Shivani looks chirpy and knows what's in store.
For now, I'm feeling okay. I'm not having any nervousness regarding this surgery. As I have heard about this technique is totally scarless. I will go through only 1 to 3 small incisions, and that too will be done during an anesthetic period, so it will be painless. Nobody wants to make a big scar on his or her body.
The most common reasons for this procedure called thymectomy are related to myasthenia gravis, an autoimmune disease that causes abnormal muscle fatigue. People with this ailment typically have little energy and suffer from weak, droopy, or quickly tiring muscles. Dr. Arvind Kumar, director of the Institute of Robotic Surgery, sits on a specialized console, which provides a high-quality three-dimensional image of Shivani's thymus gland. He begins the operation after Shivani is administered anesthesia. He controls a robot by maneuvering levers, pedals, and buttons on the console with his arms, feet, fingers and wrists. Kumar is the first surgeon to start robotic chest surgery in India. His center handles over 400 major chest cases every year.
This surgery as a technology is here to stay. What we have today is a very early generation robot. The machine is very bulky. Its arms need to be positioned. These machines of the future will become smaller. They will become smarter. And I think most importantly, when there is competition in the market, price will go down, which is a major issue for a country like India.
Though robotic surgery in India is still considered to be in its infancy, with over 30 multi-specialty hospitals offering robotic surgical procedures, it is gaining ground. Dr. Bilal bin Asaf, a thoracic surgeon in the capital's Gangaram Hospital, vouches for its increasing recognition.
Yeah, this will definitely expand. Currently in India, we have a lot of corporate hospitals and multi-specialty hospitals coming up. When more and more people will realize the potential of this beautiful machine, I guess more people will buy it. The current limiting factor is the cost, initial cost involved, which in due course of time, with increased usage, probably will come down also.
Dr. Kumar says work is underway on a cost-effective, efficient and homegrown alternative.
Oh yes, why not? There is nothing complex about these instruments. These are very simple instruments. It's just that as of today, they are patented by a company, but I'm sure at some time or the other, a patent will expire. And after that, we should be able to make this technology available to our patients at a much cheaper price and providing wider range of instruments than we have today.
Many doctors feel India is ideally suited for robotic surgery as the surgeons are skilled, the patient volume is high, and they present with a full spectrum of complex diseases. For RFI, this is Murli Krishnan in New Delhi.